Hello, everybody. Good morning / good night, since it's the weird 2 a.m. liminal space. I'm Stephanie. This is my show MinMax, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The song I just had playing right now was called Blues in Velvet Room by the Atlas Sound Team, and the game of today is Persona 3. And Persona 3 Portable and... Persona 3 Portable and Persona 3 FES. I'll talk about a little bit about the game, but next we have Warm Feeling. This is from Persona 3 Portable. I hope you enjoy. Alright, so Persona is not a new face on my show. I very much like the franchise. I've played almost every game except the first one because that is a slog to get through. But don't tell anyone I said that because no one's listening right now. So, Persona 3 was a game I think was released around 2006 in Japan and then 2007. In America. It got a release on the PlayStation Portable, I would think 2 years after that, so 2009, and I think that's like 1 year later in America, 2010, and then it got another re-release called Persona 3 FES. I can't find where I wrote on my computer that it released, so that's a bit awkward. Normally, you know, the Persona releases a game and then releases the definitive version, but Persona 3 FES has some stuff that Persona 3 Portable doesn't, and vice versa. Yeah, so this game, this is the only Persona game where you get to choose the gender of your protagonist, which Persona 3 Portable, which is the one that ends up getting ported to the Switch very recently. I really want to buy it. I can't buy it. I've already played the game twice. Please stop me. The first game to actually have a female protagonist in the Persona series is Persona 2 Eternal Punishment, but it's the first time you get to choose between the two. And I think the game does a very good job of letting you choose between the two genders. You notice a difference in the personality between your two characters. The guy is a little more cold and, you know, a little more cold, and while the girl is a little more bright, but they're both using these personality traits as coping mechanisms to deal with a traumatic past of watching your parents die in a car crash while they're a child. You know, basic JRPG stuff. And yeah, I'll talk a little bit more about it, but next we also have from Persona 3 Portable, A Way of Life, sung by Mayumi Fujita.
Yeah.
That was Danger Zone by the Alice Sound team, also from Persona 3 Portable. That one is my favorite Persona 3 version, which is really funny to say. And is it because you get to play a cute girl? Maybe? But I'm not inclined to answer that. So, a better description of Persona 3, and I am not copying this from an essay I wrote earlier this semester. It's very heavily influenced by Jungian psychology, which, with the references to the collective unconsciousness and the titular persona, which is something common throughout all the Persona games, you know, if you can hear from the name. And Persona 3's theme, which it likes to basically slap you in the face with, is Memento Mori, or Remember That You Will Die. It's everywhere. It shows up on the opening screen like 6 times. And it's a pretty... I think it's one of the best stories of the Persona series. Gameplay, maybe not. It's a bit aged at this point. But story-wise, it's definitely one of the better ones. So you and your group of student shadow fighters of this game called SEES, Specialized Extracurricular Execution Squad. No, I don't think the name is stupid. What are you talking about? You fight shadows in a building called Tartarus, which is a tower that grows out of the school during the dark hour, which is an hour between midnight and the next day that only a few people are aware of. The way you summon a persona in this game is by taking an evoker, which is a gun-shaped object, and pointing it at yourself. It was a controversial thing then. I think it still is now. However you take it to be, it is definitely hammering home the Memento Mori theme of the game. And I don't know if I should spoil the game. It came out like a long time ago, but it's also resurfaced on the Switch, and I think you should play it if anyone's listening. So the theme for the personas for this game are Greek mythology, with your main persona in this game being Orpheus, or if you're a girl, Orpheus female. Yes, that's it. The designs are great for the persona, so honestly, I know people meme about like LOL monster and the girl monster, but I think the designs are great, and I think it's fine. So next, I'm going to play Living With Determination by the Atlas Sound Team. This one is from the original Persona 3.
りしたら It's still always It's still can resource through It's always Till this moment of time あの時交わした言葉が鳴り響いてささやかな夢 That is not my darkness
And that song was Soul Phrase, sung by Shuhei Kita. That one was from Persona 3 Portable. It's so good. I love that one so much. One thing that Persona 3 Portable fixes that Persona 3 doesn't is, well, two things when it comes to, because I think one of the big things we know about Persona are social links and the social sim aspect of it. One big thing they fix is you don't have to date everyone you rank 10 social link with, which means if you max out someone's relationship level, you are not immediately shoved into a romantic relationship and get stuck in that awkward moment where you want to learn about the character, but then now you're dating like 7 girls at once. And you also get, and also originally you didn't have any social links with the male party members of your party. I didn't think of that sentence through, did I? When you're playing the male character, but when you're playing the female, you can. I don't actually know if they fixed this in the Switch version. I don't think they did because it was just a straight port and not a remaster. And the cast, whole cast is so good, male and female. They kind of did the cast dirty by not letting the male protagonist be able to get to know the male side of their party. Yeah, this game is very heavily, what's the word? It's not banking on, but one of the things that it has so strongly are the relationships you have with the characters, and it makes the game so much sadder when you find out what happens in the end, which I'm not gonna say. Am I spoiling it a little bit by saying you'll be sad? Yeah, but the game came out in 2006. You'll get over it. All right, next up, my main reason for doing this radio show was the Persona soundtrack. And here's exciting battle music from Persona 3, the original Mass Destruction by Lotus Juice, followed by the battle theme from Persona 3 Portable, when you play the girl, Wiping All Out by Lotus Juice and sung by Mayumi Fujita.
reality, never be charity. The enemy you're fighting covers all society. Damn right, mommy's not here, gonna fight all night. Right here, shadow 10 o'clock direction. Seize the moment, destroy the nation. Your rhyme's slow motion, give me motivation. Breathe out now, and then I'm arrival. Round up around, spit out, all over. Rhyme like a rolling stone, come in a crowd. Watch out the moon, they diss too loud. Give what this sound, if I'm full ground. So round up, don't ease your pace, cause enemies brutal. Form of the truth, there ain't no truth. You're the only one, one world, one law. But the battle goes on, shadows all mass destruction.
Oh yeah.
Destruction. Rectangles, just like music, sounds connect and rambles.
You can't run away.
Hell nah, no man can run away.
Throw me a stay, that's worth it. It's demolition. Wiping all the
wipe out.
I want gold.
Yeah.
Until it's over. It's coalition. This is
no tangling, hit you in a spot with no angling.
I'm not a princess.
A lot of anger in it.
The girl you got from, oh no, don't you know?
Flash
rhymes coated with spangles. That's some sounds and the terms wangles. Three dots connect to rectangles, just like music sounds connect and rambles.
You can't run away.
Hell nah, no man can run away.
Don't you, those, they're so good. I have one of them as my, you should start waking up alarm clock, and then the other one as the, okay, you've pressed snooze 5 times, actually get up. It's honestly the worst way to wake up. You shouldn't try to wake yourself up by blasting loud music in your ear. It always makes you grumpy. So one thing that happens as the game goes on is more and more people start experiencing something that the game calls apathy syndrome, where, you know, it's kind of like depression in a sense, but less, but only the apathetic aspect of depression, where it's just like, who cares what happens, you know. The world's going where it's going, etc. And speaking of, that's an awful transition. Speaking of illnesses and things that just make life feel a lot more tiring, chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. CFS is real, and it can be devastating. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnoses and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. And that's my PSA for tonight. I think I'm just going to talk less and play music more, because sometimes you just love a game so much you can't talk about it, because then you'll go on for hours and hours and hours, and also spoil every second about the game. So I'm just gonna shut up and let you listen to some music. Next is Want to Be Close by Yumi Kawamura. That was Troubled by Atlas Sound Team, and next is When the Moon's Reaching Out Stars, sung by Yumi Kawamura.
Thank you.
Those last two songs were Unavoidable Battle and Master of Shadow, both by the Atlas Sound Team. And next, we have Battle Hymn of the Soul, sung by Tomoko Komiya, and Burn My Dread, Last Battle, by Yumi Kawamura and Lotus Juice.
I will. All over, ash all over, spit it out, song game's over. Tear up the fear, the end is coming in. Spit it out like a spear, I'll burn the dread. No soul, robust, go bust, be bust. Justice to the man with no life. Tear up the fear, the end is coming in. Spit it out like a spear, I'll burn the dread. Bust, gold dust, be rust, justice to the man with no life.
I will.
All over, ash all over, spit it out, song game's over. Tear up the fear, the end is coming in. Spit it out like a spear, I'll burn the dread. No soul, robust, go bust, be bust. Justice to the man with no life. Tear up the fear, the end is coming in. Spit it out like a spear, I'll burn the dread. Bust, gold dust, be bust, justice to the man with no
I
life.
Will.
Fun fact, that song got misprinted as Burn My Bread in some copies, so that's fun. Anyways, this was Stephanie and this is my show MinMax, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to close it out with the main theme song of the dorm, aptly named Iwatodai Dorm, the song name and the dorm name, by Atlas Sound Team. I hope you have a good rest of your morning/night.